Chapter 8. The Birthday Present from Anne. David's parents made a birthday party for him after school. The party was at the sports club, and they invited a lot of David's friends. Everybody played basketball, and then they all had pizza. At the end of the party, David opened his presents. There were footballs, T-shirts, CDs, and computer games. The last present was from Anne. It was a painting of a man and a boy. They were very dirty, and they had helmets with lamps. David was very surprised. They looked like Jimmy's father and brother.
"Where did you find this, Anne?"
he asked in a quiet voice.
"It looks like the picture in my notebook."
"I know,"
Anne answered with a smile.
"I saw it in the art shop near my house, and I thought of Jimmy's story."
After the party, David put Anne's picture on his bedroom wall. He looked at all his new things.
"Wow, I received a lot of presents."
Then David thought about Jimmy Reed.
"Jimmy's mother sold her bracelet to buy him a birthday present. He only received one present, but he was very happy."
Suddenly, his parents called him into the kitchen. David's father gave him a very expensive present. It was a mobile phone.
"It's from Mum and me,"
said his father.
"It's got internet and a camera."
"Thank you,"
David said.
"But I don't need all these presents."
David ran to his room and closed the door. David's parents were worried.
"Why isn't David happy?"
asked Mrs. Barnes.
"Is he okay?"
That night, David had another dream. He was on the ground in a cold, dark mine. He tried to move, but big pieces of wood were on his legs. The air was very dirty, and it was difficult to breathe. The lamp on his head was small, and it didn't give a lot of light. Three men were with him. They were hurt. The roof started to fall, and David started to panic.
"I can't breathe! I can't breathe!"
Someone pulled the blankets from his head and face, and he opened his eyes. It was David's father.
"You're having a bad dream, David," he said. "Maybe you ate too much pizza at your party last night."